Angel Veltra, a prep cook at Bodega Bay's Inn at the Tides, prepares about 100 orders of oysters on the half shell every night. The restaurant manager, Joy Pascual, shows us how it's done.
Those are the fresh oysters. We put them over ice. We put some lettuce on top, cocktail sauce in the middle, and some garnish. Then we add some lemon and some crackers. And that's how you prep the oysters in a half shell.
Those fresh oysters, they're from Tamales Bay, from companies such as Hog Island.
Terry Sawyer, and I'm a co-owner of Hog Island Oyster Company.
Hog Island Oyster Company raises 5 kinds of oysters, producing about 3 million individual oysters each year.
We're used to producing food on the land. The parallels are there for producing food in the water. Areas that have particular microclimates and microhabitats create flavors and growth rates. And you get, for instance, we talk about terroir with the wine industry for the same species of grape, depending on where they're grown. Well, same thing exists in the land of oysters. And in this case, it's the Marois. We have to have a little fun with this.
But despite the happy customers at the company's food stand, all is not rosy. Sawyer used to get his young, ready-to-grow oysters from hatcheries without too much problem. Now, they can't meet his needs.
The hatcheries that I depend on are located up and down the West Coast and in Hawaii are having major issues with their seed viability. They're either stunted or they die.
These problems can at least partly be blamed on increasing ocean acidity, one of the many effects of rising carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. As the oceans absorb carbon from the air, the water chemistry changes. It forms carbonic acid. The process is similar to carbonating a soda. Oysters, clams, and mussel larvae have a hard time growing under these conditions. It becomes difficult to take calcium carbonate from the water to form their hard shells. Sawyer has partnered with researchers at Bodega Marine Lab to record and predict changes in the bay. This summer, he and Tessa Hill, one of the lab's researchers, installed monitoring equipment near an intake valve the company uses in its operations. They expect this to become part of a larger monitoring network that will reach up and down the West Coast.
Instruments measure temperature, salinity, dissolved oxygen, and pH every half hour continuously. And what we're interested in is what the natural amount of pH variability is that these organisms see on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. And then we're also interested in generating some baseline so that we can see how ocean acidification proceeds in future years.
Hog Island is also sourcing larvae and seed from more places. Sawyer likens it to a farmer diversifying their crop.
You've got to have multiple sources, multiple species.
And they're moving closer to becoming a hatchery operation and developing strategies on how to work with the bay's natural pH fluctuations.
Timing of the intake water so that when there's an upwelling cycle, you don't bring in that because the upwelling cycle usually brings that cold, nutrient-rich but lower pH water up to the surface.
Sawyer's interested in helping other oyster farmers prepare for the future, too, by showing them how to adapt. He wants oysters to be around for generations.
I have children working here. I want them to have a job.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vent.
Do you have a favorite oyster?
The one that I have in my mouth.